and geese and ducks, and it's amazing what eats apples that have fallen. So like every day there's different animals up there, raccoons and squirrels, and anyway, amazing, amazing wildlife this time of year. And the other day I was walking around the side of the house, and all of a sudden this big brown bird came flying out. It flew so fast it startled me. So I don't know, I didn't get a good look at it to see what it was, but I'm thinking it may be a female pheasant, or I don't know if it would be a grouse, but anyway, it startled and flew very quickly. And oh, and two, it's really funny watching the crows on the bayberry, the little waxy berries that are on there, because the crows are so heavy, the branches aren't quite strong enough to always hold them, because they're always kind of teetering around on the bushes, which is quite hilarious to watch them. So
Did everybody hear that?
yeah, I can't repeat
I was going to
it.
invite you up if they didn't. Has anybody else got anything? Come on down. Well, Grace is making her way down here. It's interesting if you do a Google on what birds will eat the bayberry berries,
Yes.
there are a lot of them.
Yeah,
And you look at
absolutely.
them and I couldn't imagine it, but yeah, there are. Come on
And
in, my
rose
lady.
and wild rose hips too.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I would just like to tell you that I don't really have a field observation, and I was thinking about still the words nature notes, but what I want to tell you about is very related to nature. Can you hear me all right?
No, it's not on.
Oh, Bernie.
No, it's on. Hold it close.
Let's speak at the top.
Well, let's try that again.
Better.
Okay. As I say, we're using the words field observations now, so this doesn't really fit there. And I was really tuning in to nature notes. And it isn't really a nature note that I saw out in nature, but it's very related to nature. So, what would I be talking about? Well, about 2 weeks ago now, I washed and treated my husband and my rain gear. And I was looking at the bottle that, the solution comes in. It says wash and repel clothing, 2-in-1 product. It's for all waterproof clothing. It's made by a British company called Grainger's. So the nature part is, I have never noticed before, but around the rim, it says made from ocean waste plastic. I looked at it a couple of times because, for one, I couldn't really see it in the beginning. It's just white on white. And I have cataracts, so yeah, a little bit trouble. But then I found another little sign on the bottle. It was called, it's an eco credential, and it's in quotation marks, blue sign approved. So this product, I realized because I had dated it, I bought it in 2021. So, being me, I thought, I wonder what that company's doing now in 2025. So, this is interesting. They don't use that terminology anymore, but they now are saying on their containers, prevented ocean waste. And what that means is this company works to ensure that plastic never reaches the ocean. They have a team. They go out, they collect, they hand sort, they clean and process the plastic waste, and they can use it, I should say, they can reuse it after they've done some processing. And it means that that plastic that they're picking up doesn't get in the ocean. And they had a number that might impress you. it impressed me. Every month, along beaches and ocean edges, landfill, whatever, plastic doesn't go there. They prevent 1,000 tons of plastic from entering the ocean every month. So I just thought that, you know, it's not really a nature note, but it's sure related to nature. So I wondered if any of you have seen any of this terminology or we're aware of companies doing something to prevent plastic going into the ocean. Yes?
Yeah, I asked Grace, I didn't quite get, what is it for? What's the product for?
Oh, it's, you put your rain gear in the washing machine, and this is the solution, like the soap and the rinse and the treatment to keep the waterproof protection.
Okay.
Thank you. I might not have made that very clear. Nobody's seen that, eh? Well, keep looking. You might see that. Here you go, Bernie.
Where would you have purchased that, Grace?
Trail shop.
Okay.
It keeps your
go ahead, Wendy.
I live in Clayton Park West, and my witch hazel is in full bloom in my backyard.
Everybody get that?
Yeah.
No.
No? Okay.
Not on Zoom.
No? Okay.
Witch hazel, our native shrub, witch hazel, is in full bloom in my yard right now.
And where did you say you live?
Clayton Park.
Okay. For you folks at home, Wendy was telling us that she lives in Clayton Park, and the witch hazel in her yard is in full bloom right now. We were out to Bell Park 2 weeks ago, and the shrubs there were just starting. They were just starting to show some yellow, and 2 weeks have probably made a big difference. Has anybody else? Go ahead, Jen, come on down. I'm just going back in the corner instead of trying to.
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. My family and I were at Crowbar Trail in October, and we spotted purple pitcher plants there. Saw them in August too, and anyway, just looked again and they're there. But when you're on that trail and get to the first little pond or lake, they're all over there, and they're just amazing because they're the plants that have the digestive fluid that digests the bugs. Yeah. So anyway.
Anybody else? Don't mind me as I move this stuff back and forth. What do we got? Last meeting, we had, in fact, it was quite a bit of discussion on a snake, a garter snake that the lady found on or saw on Brookline Trail. And there was a whole bunch of discussion on what the problem, because it was pretty lethargic, it wasn't going anywhere. It was there when they walked up, and it was there when they came back. So there was a lot of discussion on why and all this good stuff. Nobody had actually mentioned that Hope for Wildlife, and I assume Cobequid Wildlife Rescue would have been interested. So 90% of us are carrying a phone now. So if you put that contact number on your contacts, and if you find something like that, give them a call. They're good people. They'll help you out if they can't, and go from there. The only other thing I have is the, and this kind of goes to, who was telling me? Judy. The goldfinches have long cleaned out the flower heads in our backyard. The cone flowers, yeah, they're just about naked right now. And other than that, they're not bothering anything, really. The deer are around, and they've looked after the what's left of the Solomon seal, but that's pretty near it. Nobody else? Come on. No? All this? Okay. Announcements. I've got a few here, and one. Come on up, Wendy.